Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm having some technical difficulties, but you know, the Lord is in total control. God is sovereign. Amen. He is worthy to be praised. I just want to check my sound.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey!
I hope I bring you glory on this one, Father. Help me now.
Praise the Lord. So the sound is working fine. You won't believe what I had to go through to get on the air today. But I praise the Lord today because he is worthy to be praised. I'm excited. I am just so excited about what God is doing on this broadcast. As some of you know, I'm a little later than normal. I normally come on at 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I realize that people are busy, but I just did not want to skip today because I know that tomorrow I will actually be getting ready for a busy season. So next weekend I may have to change the time as well, and then but I'm going to keep it going. Amen. I want to keep it going because I realize that this is a season where God is doing some things in the lives of his people, especially his women, and he wants us to just really, really hear from him and begin to encourage each other and empower each other, amen, in this daily walk. I want to say hello to everybody in the switch in the chat room. I want to say hello to Deliverance by Faith. I believe that is Pastor Amica, my friend, amen, from Florida. And I know that the phone lines are going to be open later. For some who did not get an opportunity to speak on last week, I want to continue. I want to continue with this topic. Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. As you know, on last week we had a very special guest, Pastor, actually she's not a pastor, Minister Valerie Allen. And Minister Allen is the author of the book, I'm Inspired, an anointed book. And I tell you, Minister Allen is an anointed woman of God. I was with her this morning, and she spoke at the Release Your Power, Release Your Inner Power conference this morning. A powerful, powerful time. I want to give a shout out to Minister Lalisa Williams, who's put on a phenomenal conference on this morning. I had the opportunity to rub elbows with quite a few influential people. Amen. Councilwoman Mildred Crump was there. She gave me her card and said, Pastor Rebecca, get in touch with me because I believe that we can do something together to help women. Amen. So I thank God for that divine connection. Also, I had the opportunity to meet Verzi L. Walker, and he is the author of a phenomenal book, Success, How I Ended Up Here, and it's a limited edition, so if you don't have your copy, go over to Amazon.com and look up Verzi, V-E-R-S-I-E-L Walker. He is a phenomenal, phenomenal man of God with an awesome testimony, and I can't wait to start reading his book. I also read, met a couple of other people. There was a violinist there. I purchased her CD for my daughter. I don't have the CD in front of me, but before I go off the air, I will give you her information. Again, another phenomenal woman of God. You know, when you are going somewhere in this life, and all of you are, and you're aspiring to release your inner power, you're aspiring to do, be, and have all that God has called you to do, be, and have, make sure that you are lining yourself up with the right people. You don't want to line yourself up with people who are going to drag you down and constantly pull you down. You want to make sure that you're lining yourself up with people who are where you are going. I didn't say line yourself up with people who are going somewhere. I said line yourself up with people who are where you are going. In other words, line yourself up with people who are at the top of their game. Now, you will have people in your life from all walks. You'll have people who are struggling, trying to make it. You'll have people in your life who are where you are, wherever that is. I pray you're striving to go towards the top or even being at the top of your game, because God only wants the best for you, amen. Or you will have people who have already accomplished a lot of the things that they have on their to-do list, and you want to line yourself up with them. As far as your aspirations are concerned, you want to line yourself up with people who are already achieving great things, who are already living their dreams, amen, because you want to know how they're doing what they're doing. You know, we don't have time to be hating on each other. We don't have time to be getting mad because somebody else is successful and we're struggling. No, find out what that person is doing, and then just go ahead and feed off of some of the information, feed off of their energy, and go ahead and live your own dreams. Listen, there is nothing impossible for you as long as you have God on your side, because we can do all things. Did I say all things? Come on, somebody. We can do all things through Christ who gives us power. Amen. Well, I'm not going to talk too long. I just want to go ahead and continue with this topic. Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. Amen. It was just such a powerful topic. If you were on the line last week, I had 27 callers. If you missed it, go back and listen to the archive. You will be blessed. blogtalkradio.com/power. Amen. And my God, we were on this on the air for 2 hours. Amen. And we were talking about how to resist the temptation to fornicate. Amen. How do we not allow ourselves to get caught up in somebody's bed, to be caught up in some man's bed or some woman's bed. Amen. Let me go ahead. Let me go ahead and pray, because I believe we're getting ready. It's getting ready to get hot up in here. Amen. And I just thank everybody for tuning in. We already have the phone lines lit up. I thank everybody who's coming back this week, or even if you're here for the very first time, spread the word. Tell somebody that we are on the air. Pastor Rebecca's on the air, and we're talking about some very real topics. My God, and I'm going to open up. I'm not going to do all the talking today. Pastor Variance, I think she's with us on today. She sent me an email. Pastor Variance, God bless you. I got your email. I'm going to be. I have not heard from the person that you want me to interview. So I'm looking forward to hearing from her. But let us pray, amen, so that we can continue to move forward to see what the Lord is going to say. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Block Talk Radio. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for this portal, this, Father God, this platform where we are able to come and spread your gospel, Lord. We thank you. I thank you for all of the people who are gathering, Father God, in the chat room and on the phone lines. Lord, I ask, Father God, that you speak magnificently through this time that we are together. Let your will be done. Let your glory shine through, even on internet radio, Father God. Change lives, save souls, set the captives free, heal those who are hurting. Oh, God, help the lost to find their way to you, oh, God. Lord, we thank you and we praise you, because we know that you are able to do everything but fail. Touch the heart of the unbeliever. Touch the heart of the believer, God. Touch the heart of everyone who comes today, Lord, so that they can be changed, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that you have given us the ability to live our lives for you. So we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We come against the Satan. We bind up any spiritual strongholds. We bind up any attempt from the devil to try to come against this platform, to come against this broadcast, to come against this ministry. We lose liberty. We lose healing. We lose, Father God, freedom from soul ties and all of that kind of stuff, God. You know, God, you knew before we got here what you wanted to do. So go ahead and have your way. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I welcome you back. Amen. This week, Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. The phone lines are lit. I'm going to be putting you on the air. You can raise your hand. I don't know how you do that. Either you press 1 or 2 when you call in. They tell you to press 1 or 2 to raise your hand if you want to talk. I'm going to put the raised hands. I see a raised hand. I'm going to put the raised hands on the air first. If you get put on the air and you don't want to talk, say, that's okay, Pastor Rebecca. I'm just listening. Amen. And I will move on to the next caller. I had Minister Valerie Allen on last week. She is the author of I Am Inspired. I Am Inspired, The Beginning. She will be having a brunch in the Irvington area, Irvington at the IHOP on Springfield Avenue next Saturday at 2 o'clock p.m. It's $15, y'all. So if you want to come out and meet her, you will, and me, amen, because I will be there, you will be able to meet us at this brunch. Amen. So we're looking forward to seeing you there. I'm looking forward to seeing you there. That's at 2 o'clock p.m. And you can buy her book, Amazon.com. Amen. And I also have written some books of The Cry of a Woman's Heart is a good one for this topic, Healing the Pain of the Past, Traveling the Road to Victorious Living. Because why do we find ourselves, okay, why do we find ourselves in somebody's bed? You know, we're saved. You heard Minister Allen. She had no shame to her game. She did not appreciate the fact that she was a fornicator. She wasn't proud of it. She was not boasting on it. She was very humble, very repentant, and she has been celibate for 6 years. But she put it out there. She had been having sex. She was a fornicator, and she just thought she could get up, dust herself off, and keep it moving and not get caught. But one day she got pregnant, so she got caught, and she was a minister in the church. Being a minister in the church, she had a couple of choices. She could have an abortion, or she could she could marry the father of her child and hide her reproach, amen, avoid the shame and degradation that she was going to have to go through. People are still talking about her. I saw her this morning, and the Lord revealed to me some things on this powerful woman of God's life that she's walking through some stuff. Because, look, let me tell you like this. People can't always handle your story. Come on, somebody. People cannot always handle your story. Listen, everybody can't handle the fact that you are telling about what God has delivered you from. Listen, people will look at you funny when you tell them I had sex with different men. People will look at you funny when you say I had an abortion. Sister Erica came on and made a testimony that she had an abortion as the result of having an affair with a married man. See, but what we have to understand is that we got to get beyond what people think about us. But let me just say this. If you are not prepared for the way that people are going to receive your testimony, if you're not prepared to be rejected, if you're not prepared to be talked about, if you're not prepared to be even ostracized or kicked to the curb or pushed to the side, you know, or counted out, so to speak, if you're not prepared for any of that, then maybe you're not ready to tell your testimony, because it could only hurt you. Now you're having all of these other emotions piled on top of the fact that you had to go through what you went through. I'm just saying, make sure that you're healed before you begin to tell people your story, or make sure that you're ready for what might come next when you begin to reveal. Make sure that you're in relationship with Jesus Christ. Because, listen, Revelation tells us that we have the victory. We defeat Satan. We defeat the evil one by our testimony and the blood of the Lamb. Come on, somebody. So no weapon formed against me can prosper, but ask God and make sure that it's time. Amen. So I'm still taking calls from last week. Call in. The number is 646-652-4832. If you listen to the archives, if you have been delivered from fornication, if the Lord, if you need help, if you need prayer, call in. Amen. This is not Jerry Springer. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a Holy Ghost-filled, God-inspired broadcast. And you're going to be set free. Amen. If you're struggling with something, we're going to help you get free. Amen. Amen. So I want to put some callers on the air. Area code 201, your hand is raised. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Minister Valerie Allen here. How are you? Bless you.
Oh, God bless you.
Listen, just wanted to let you listen. Just wanted to let you know I'm on standby. There's no way that I was going to miss calling in today. Thanks be to God, no matter where I am. And you are so right on target.
Wow.
So I'm just standing by, just listening to the show. Thank you so much for the awesome opportunity once again. Thanks be to God. I'm telling you, you're talking right on today, because there is some backlash when you start to tell your story. I was just sharing that today when I was coming back in, leaving out, and I was just sharing this with Minister Pat. I said, you know what? It doesn't matter to me anymore what other people say. I said, I am sold out for Jesus, and I'm going to keep on moving with the Lord. You can look at me funny however you want to, as long as I understand that my story is going to inspire someone else. As you left and departed from the Wyndham Hotel, I tell you, God moved on those young women. Remember our Amen Corner over there?
Yes.
When I came out from the house, those women who came out to receive and hear a word from the Lord, each and every one of those women, five of them, as the Holy Spirit led me to prayer with them, gave their life to Christ on today, all five of the women.
Hallelujah.
They came to me. They said, listen, what do we call you? Minister, pastor, prophet, teacher, preacher, what do we call you? I said, you call me whatever God will. I said, I'm just a woman of God just sold out for Jesus. And the Lord led me to just minister them as they shared their stories. I said, do you realize how awesome you women of God? I said, that's what this is what this conference is for. It's for you women, you beautiful women of God, daughters of the King. I would encourage them as the Lord and had me to share and inspire them to you know, to start journalizing. First of all, write down their date of salvation, and then also from that point of time, just to journalize things until we see them again next year. Because, see, I believe that these women who were set free today, they're going to be coming back next year sharing their powerful testimonies unto the glory of God. So when you were saying that part about getting ready before you could share your story, and I said, you know what? That's so right, Pastor Rebecca. I said, Lord, I thank you so much for these women on today, because I didn't go to them. They were led by the Spirit to come to me. When you lift Jesus up, he will draw all men unto you. And that is my sincere desire. So I thank God that I'm ready, as led by the Spirit of the Lord, and being delivered and set free to share my inspired story, as the Lord God himself said that I was inspired to inspire. Case in point, just having the opportunity to be back on air with you again for part two. Now, if that ain't inspiration, I can't tell you what is. About me, then talk about me, because they talk about Jesus. And I'm telling you, that's why I'm on my way. I'm on my way to glory. So say what you will, but I'm here to go out to reach the lost and the brokenhearted, because we got some men and some women out there who are still lost, and they need to hear somebody with a real-time story that's been through some real things. Because these things that these share with me, they were free to open because I could relate. I wasn't standing there being cute, like, you know how you said how you put this topic on air. I said, Lord, I thank you so much. I mean, these women was pouring out their heart. This one woman was like, I came here for help. She said, I need some help.
My
I said,
God.
You came to the right place. I said, because Jesus is the answer. And I said, you guys, I've never been more honored in my life. And another woman shared about the and came right on my boulevard with the hurt, shame, the guilt, and the pain. I said, Lord, you're preaching to the choir. I said, but let me tell you, God is a restorer. I said, what you see before you today is a restored woman. So for the naysayers, because that's what they are, haters, I said, well, you know what? God bless them. I said, but I'm going to keep going, moving on with Jesus no matter what. And that's the bottom line right there, Pastor Rebecca. I said, Lord, I thank you so much. Like you said, before you get ready, you have to be ready to get the backlash from people. I've seen it too on today. I've seen it on yesterday too. I said, but you know, Lord, I'm going to let you keep using me because I'm sold out for you. Amen. You said it in Revelation that we are overcome by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. You're so right, Pastor Becker. You got to know that you are first overcome before you can get out there and start sharing your testimony, because there is a backlash. But I'm here to tell you, to God be the glory for the great things that he said, because I'm online even yet with you again today. So blessed be the name of the Lord God, for his will shall be done in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Glory, hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, so I'm just so glad that you're here with me. I tell you, we serve an awesome God. We were at the event, and it wasn't necessarily, you know, it was amazing because it was a women and empowerment brunch. But we I tell you, God will always open the door. Like you said, when you spoke, when you stood up and spoke, and you began to praise the Lord, and you know, something broke. You know, just something broke in the room. And those women, I can imagine, because we went another hour before they had a chance to come to you before it was over, because there were women being honored. But those women actually waited to come. They probably were sitting in their seat saying, I can't wait to go over there and talk to her, because she has something I need. And that's the thing that I'm saying about when we are in fornication, when we are having sex, God, you know, you look, when I talk to you, Minister Valerie Allen, when I talk to you, I can only praise God, because look at what the devil tried to stop. Not only was he trying to stop your destiny and cut off your destiny, but those five women that God saved today, because you stood up to talk for a minute about writing the vision was your topic, and you mentioned your book, briefly gave a very brief testimony, but those women would never have gotten set free if you did not step up with the boldness of the Holy Ghost and say that God is awesome, that Jesus is Lord, and God is worthy to be praised. Are we willing to praise God with our whole lives? Amen. So I just thank God I just thank God for you. I'm going to open up some phone lines, and I'm going to have you on standby. So just stay with me because I'm going to open up some phone lines. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Area code 954, you're on the air with Pastor Rebecca, and our guest is back, Minister Valerie Allen. So welcome to Women to Women.
God bless you, women of God. This is Pastor Stephen Amaker. I'm just
God
listening, being ministered to, and I'm hearing. Not only I'm hearing through the ears of the Holy Ghost, not through the ears of a woman, because obviously I'm not. But I'm just the things what you're saying is hitting me. You just said something about even, and I'm going to be very brief because I want us to get into the topic, but it comes a time that sometimes you need the Holy Ghost to kind of revalidate why I left you here. Because me, personally, I should have been dead 25 years ago, and knowing that I deserve to die, but God left me. And like you were saying about the young lady minister to, if it's one person that God left me here to minister to, then my living is not in vain. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Bless God. God bless you, Pastor. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless God.
Okay, I got kicked off. Were you guys still able to keep moving forward?
Amen. Pastor did. He was just saying and stating how inspired he was in regards to, like, what you're saying, standing up in a Holy Spirit, you know, power to be led with those women. Amen?
Yes.
That even if it was just for one person, he was giving his brief testimony, saying he could have been, and was supposed to have been dead a long time ago, but he was made up his mind and saying, Lord, even if it's just one person that you left me here for, then glory be to God, basically. And I said, Lord, I thank you much for the words of encouragement, because that's just the way it turned out in that respect. You know, even if it's just for one, just one. And we know the Bible tells us that the angels rejoice over one soul being saved, with even just one coming to glory. So I thank the Lord Jesus for my life where I am today, because it's true again, Pastor Rebecca, as we stay on the topic of today, but you just hit home so much about being able to win the timing of sharing your story. And it doesn't happen as often other than when the Lord leads, because as you said, it was just a highlights today. It didn't go into full testimony as we did last week. Well, rightfully so, because that was from last week. This wasn't the platform this day. But it was enough to be able to say what needed to be said to get them, you know, when they pulled me over to the side. And the things that these women were sharing was just awesome, you know, for me, because, again, I can relate to that. And, again, we're talking about the topic here, Lord, help me to stay out of his bed. Now, of course, one of those subject matter, you know, came up in the conversation. But I was just able to share with the women of God that God, again, he is a restorer. But the bottom line is that you have to have a made-up mind, is what the Lord led me to end with the ladies in that regard, is that you got to have a made-up mind to go on with Jesus, that once you repent of your sins, that you're able to go on and don't turn back and go that way again. But God is a keeper. We have come to learn that God is indeed a keeper. So blessed
Amen.
Be the Lord. I thank God for the words of encouragement on today, because to myself, yet still, I still need to be encouraged and inspired every time I open up my mouth and tell my story. So great. Thanks be to God. Thanks
be to God. And what I'm hearing, Pastor Amica, I thank God for you, sir, and I thank God for my husband, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, who's also listening with us. I see his number on the switchboard. And also for my mother, Mother Mae Thomas, actually, who's one of the deacons at our arts facility at our church, and she is a faithful servant of the Lord. So I thank God for both of them and everybody else who is listening in the switchboard, in the chat room, and everywhere else. I believe that God is divinely orchestrating things. And as Pastor Amica was saying, you have to listen not only with the external, with the ears, with the physical ear, but we have to also listen with the internal, with the spiritual ear. And when God told me to do a part two, I didn't know what he was doing. I didn't know how much we could say or how much we could add. I just obeyed. But what I'm hearing God say, even as we were saying, Lord, help me to stay out of his bed today, is not necessarily staying a woman, staying out of a man's bed, but is more so even us as Christians staying out of bed with Satan. Come on, somebody.
Yeah,
come on.
That's it.
Pastor Emma, I'm going to let you speak.
Just like you said, and wow, you're just about in my message for tomorrow. Because in Hosea, the book of Hosea, God says that you went a-whoring after other gods. So you went a-whoring. What does a-whoring mean? You went and had intimacy with other gods other than myself. And that's sis, I'm feeling something here. That's what the body of Christ, it's not just the bed. It's your, you know God. We know God. But, God ain't moving fast enough. So I got to take things into my own control and my own hands and do stuff. And then you have to go out and use things that God has not orchestrated for you to use so that he may have free reign over your life. And we're supposed to, okay, I surrender. And you said, I believe it was earlier, you said this, that. Or someone, I heard someone, forgive me if it wasn't you, but I heard some, but, and the Lord said to me, you know, people said, I'm sold out. You hear people say, I'm sold out to God. When you're in church, I'm sold out. Church, I'm sold out today. And I want you to know, but you're not sold out when it comes to your flesh.
All right, come on now. Come on now.
Oh, Jesus.
When it comes to the pleasures and the lust and the wants of your flesh, then you're not sold out. Because
right.
If you were sold out, then you would, if it's eating too much cake, I will not be sold out to that. If it's watching too much TV, I'm going to be sold out to that. If it's not praying enough, let me be sold. But people are saying, I'm sold out. And in church, that sounds wonderful. Oh, my God, that sounds so good. We're going to jump and shout because he's sold out. She's sold out. But when it comes to the desires of the flesh, now there's a war. Why is there a war when you are sold out?
You're speaking, sir.
Lord Jesus. Well, can I just say something in there, Pastor, with all due respect? Because that was just Minister Valerie Allen speaking at being sold out. Can I just express myself just a brief moment here in regard to that matter? I'm going to say where I said I'm sold out, because at the present moment, I'm at my sister's wedding shower. Now, mind you, that matters to them, right? But I told them ministry matters to me. So I got a phone. My niece has said, let me step to the side, because as far as I'm concerned, this is ministry. So when I state and say being sold out, this is what I'm saying in regard to that I'm able to put down the fleshly things now, you know, and walk on with the things of God to be about kingdom's building and kingdom's business. Because for me, this is kingdom's building and this is kingdom's business, because I have no idea who's on the end of the phone, who's in the chat room, and things of that nature. So at the present moment, I am not giving any pleasure to my flesh. The flesh, of course, would love to be in there, you know, with everybody else having a good time, drinking it up, if you will, because that's what's happening. I'm not doing any of those things. I said, you know what, I thank God for my presence. Love my sister dearly, but I do love Jesus more. So when I say I'm sold out in that regard, such as, for instance, again, being there at the Wyndham Hotel, having the opportunity to be one of the presenters. Now, mind you, I was even told how I was supposed to handle myself. But when the Holy Ghost took hold, I did not let anyone else have reign and control other than God himself. because God knew who he had in the place. Now, as far as I'm concerned, when we have an event now, is it me lifting up my name to build a name for myself, or is it about me having an event to lift up the name of Jesus? Am I going to be more concerned about selling my book, or am I going to be more concerned about the soul? Because for me, what I said to the ladies, what I desire is, if anything else, that I had a copy of my book that I was able to give them for free. Because these are women who couldn't afford to even buy a ticket to get in the place. So why would I even sell my book to them? So when we want to back it up and say, this woman of God, Valerie Allen, being sold out for Jesus, this is the area in which I'm working in first. In other words, it's seeking yet the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then allowing him to add all these things unto my life first, putting those things behind me that are of the flesh, not my will, but his will be done. And I believe me being here with you today, even hearing that word, that's God's will being done. So I was I'm selling out. If I ain't sold out, then let's just say I'm selling out.
You know,
for Jesus.
You know, I got to jump in, and we're going to put another call on the air, too, because we do have another caller that I want to put on the air. But I want to jump in here. Amen, Minister Allen. Amen. And Pastor Amica, oh, my God. You know, I'm just going to be totally transparent because we cannot go to the next realm or the next dimension with God unless we allow this word to get in and begin to affect us, you know, in the way that God, not infect us, but affect us to affect change in our lives. Listen, sold out. For me, I'm there. I'm sold out, too. You know, but let me tell you something. I be fighting with this flesh. I know that wasn't Ebony.
Oh, yeah.
That was a girl.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
I be fighting with this flesh. Let me tell you something. My husband, God bless you, my wonderful, wonderful husband is on the phone, and I'm just going to give a testimony right here. Lord, help me to stay out of his bed, part two, amen. We're in it. We're in it to win it. I see Pastor Larry with us. I see Prophecy Zone Radio. God bless you. Gazelle is with us. God bless you, and welcome. Listen, we're in it to win it, and that's why our testimony, what is our testimony? The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. You know, and our testimony is ever evolving. Let me tell you something. My wedding anniversary is coming up. What's the date? The 17th. I will be married 14 years on Tuesday, this upcoming Tuesday. Amen. To this wonderful, wonderful man of God. But let me tell you something. I have not been that great to him these past few days. And I'm just going to say, being sold out, and God told me that very word that you spoke, Pastor Amica, with my anointed self, come on, somebody, with my anointed self, you know, those very words Pastor Amica just spoke. That's why I went to receive today, and I'm going next week to receive. And when I'm sitting here, I'm at any point getting ready to receive, and I just received it just by the man of God. The very words the Lord spoke to me going up the highway to pick up my mother today to go with me was, give that man a break. Give your husband a break. Why are you beating up on the man of God? You know, because you want to manipulate him to act the way that you think he should be acting. That's flesh, baby. That's your flesh. Your flesh wants something. Your flesh wants to feel good. You can't make nobody be more romantic just because you feel like being romantic. I have the best husband in the world. You know, and that's what we have to know. We got to get real. When that word hits us, let me tell you, and I'm talking about nobody else but myself right now, okay? We got to get real and say, look, God, you have met me with your word. God will meet you with his word right where you are. And God met me this morning, and I repented, which we talked about last week. Pastor Amica, you said repenting is not saying I'm sorry. And the Lord had me research that for a Bible study on Wednesday. Do you know repenting means to change your mind totally about a thing to the point that you are now repulsed by that thing, where you will turn and change your behavior about that thing? That's repentance. You know, and I said, I'm going to repent because you know what? I celebrate my marriage. I celebrate my husband. And we're writing a book on marriage. And don't you know, the very thing that you minister to, that's the thing the devil's going to come and try to attack you on. Because God does not want people to be free in this area. And I'm talking to some women out there. Stop beating up on your husband. Stop trying to make your husband be what you want him to be. And we're talking about, Lord, help me stay out of his bed. Some of y'all need to get back in bed with your husband. Amen. And, you know, and stop being all holy and stuff. Listen, don't, you know, we can't take the Bible to bed. We can't get in bed playing gospel music. Come on, y'all. You know, we've been married all these years, and then we want to wonder why our husbands are not being romantic. Well, what are you doing? That's what the Lord asked me. What are you doing? How are you spending your time? What are you doing to make him feel more like a man, to make him feel like being romantic? Come on. This thing goes two ways. And like I said, we got to, when we talk about being sold out, Pastor Amakar, you are definitely, absolutely, 100% right. Is my life lining up with the Word of God? Not just in what I preach, not just in the church, not just in doing what we call ministry, but in every single area. Am I being nice? You know, am I being nice to people? Am I being a godly woman, a godly wife? You know, what are my lusts? What am I watching on TV? You know, these are things, and being sold out is a process. It's not something that I can say that I've arrived. Amen. I mean, I'm sold out. But I fight with my flesh. Like Paul said, not that I have attained these things, but yet I press. Amen. And that's what Minister Valerie, I believe that's what you were saying.
Amen. Hey, I couldn't have said it any better. God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. That's why I said, God bless Pastor Amica. I said, now he's right in that respect. I said, I received that word from him. I said, well, then I'm going to change my word around. And I said, now I'm just going to be still selling out for Jesus. I said, now I'm just going to change that tune around, Lord. So I received that word, Pastor Amica. You're right. There is power in our words. And we can't be so loosely just saying things to be saying things. The words have to have some weight and some power, you know, and some evidence. As what Pastor Rebecca was stating, you know, and it has to have some evidence, some results, you know, in regards to us if you're going to make that sort of a proclamation that you sold out for Jesus, et cetera.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. Praise God. Yes, sir.
I have a piece of it.
Oh, yes, sir. You started it. You started it. Amen.
I'm not giving nobody this week because I'm going to let it stay open this week. I'm going to put some more time on. We're going to let you talk, and then I'm going to bring on my husband because I want to hear from
him. Amen.
In my own, like you say, let's go transparent, and I'm not going to, you know, just hit women and don't be open myself. And maybe the second thing I'll bring up a little later. But the first thing, because I used to go to the Lord, I said, Lord, look at my wife. Oh, this woman. Oh, God. This, and like Pastor Rebecca was saying, Lord, look at my wife. And the Lord spoke to me. He says, I want you to understand something. He said, the closer you get to me, the more I'm going to show you you. The closer you get to me, I'm going to reveal to you you. So guess what? My wife didn't change what she was doing, but the Holy Ghost helped me to change the way I looked at what she's doing and my tolerance and my temperament against what she was doing. She's doing, still doing the same thing, but the Holy Ghost worked in me. Because he was going to reveal to you, you. That wasn't something that my wife needed to come up in. It was something that I needed to come up in. And so I concur. I say along with Pastor Minister Allen, I'm still selling out.
Wrestling with the Lord. Like, Lord, help me.
Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Pastor Anthony, he's not, you guys, some of you know him and some of you don't. I'm going to put the man of God on and also ask Pastor Larry to call in. Pastor Anthony, honey, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Amen. Praise God. It's good to be here.
Amen.
God
good
bless
to
you,
have
sir.
You, honey.
Pastor?
Yes.
Just saying God bless you. Just Minister Allen saying God bless you.
Oh, well, God bless you.
Okay, well, honey, I know you tuned in just to listen the play and cover. Do you have any comments or any remarks?
No, you guys are on point, you know. Again, I just heard that the pastor's last comment about how God will show him himself. And, you know, when you're sold out, I mean, that's a term, and Hezekiah Walker made a song, and we catch these terms in the church. But being sold out means you're willing to allow God to work on you with fear and trembling. And the fact that we hearken to his voice, knowing that we have not arrived, which I've heard today, and you obey and then try to better yourself, that's when God can really, you know, allow you to be sold out for him. So I totally agree that we have not reached certain areas, and when that conviction convicts our heart, it's up to us to really recognize and then act out accordingly what God is trying to get through to us. Because, I mean, I look at my own life, and I totally agree with the man of God that God shows me some things that are in my heart and some ways that I behave and conduct myself. And only his conviction really changes me, because that's when I know I'm sold out for him. Because I want to please my wife. I love, you know, pastoring my church. But there's nobody that moves and changed me like God himself.
Amen. Amen. Well, baby, you heard my testimony, right?
Amen. I heard you, yes.
Amen. I publicly apologize for giving you a hard time, honey.
Amen. I received that. You know, I love you unconditionally. And, again, I just get a testimony. My reaction even would have been different years ago. But, again, God is just working on all of us, and I thank God that there's a remnant that's still saying yes in spite of everything.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Well, that's my man, y'all. Amen.
Bless God. That's all right. I ain't mad at you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless your union. Amen.
But can I say, on behalf of the men, apologizing is not always the only thing that we need. Maybe a nice little dinner tonight and some candlelight and.
Hey, take it all the way.
Some sweet smelling perfume and just put the dog and the cat out the house for about 2 hours and let us really apologize and say we are sorry and repent.
I think I'm going to kick all the men off of woman to woman. Well, hey, I'm really got another man calling in. Pastor Aaron.
Hey, there's a blessing in it for you. There's a blessing in this for you, sis.
Amen. I'm looking forward to full repentance. Yes, I am. I am looking forward to full repentance. I am. Okay. So, anyway, thank you for the marital help, y'all. We have a wonderful marriage. And like I said, we got to fight this flesh. Come on, somebody.
We have to fight this flesh.
Marriage is two people coming together as one. And, you know, the devil comes in, and he will come in to you and play games with you. Oh, he didn't even look at you. Oh, he's not being romantic. Come on. Well, no. Well, he's taking out the garbage and washing the dishes and helping you with the laundry and going to work every day and running the church and staying in the Word and covering the family in prayer and being a man of God. What else do you want? You know, I mean, it's like you got me trying to look at this little thing, and it's like he is romantic. He writes love letters. And come on, I have the best husband in the world. It's me. It's me, y'all, standing in the need of prayer. So, let's get off of me. I want to take another call. Lord, help me.
Anthony, send me some of your notes, brother. Send me some of your notes.
I'm going to send them to you, sir.
he does. For 14 years, he's written me and left me love letters on my table. So I just thank God, because you don't get that. And I don't know many men that do that. So praise God. To God be the glory for the great things that he has done in our marriage. Amen. We have another caller. Area code 708. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor.
Pastor Larry Sarton. God bless you, sir.
You all. Tell Pastor Anthony I said he's a man.
I hear you, sir. I received that.
Bless you, man. How you doing? Hey, look,
you are. Well.
at one point, I thought I was the best husband in the world, but I guess you got me. So God bless you. God bless you. Listen, you all have Pastor, you hit a great, great topic on. And as I was listening, what came to my mind was that part I really came in on, they were talking about being sold out. But when you read, the Apostle Paul was talking about that dying daily to the flesh every day.
Amen.
And this is the important part, because the enemy knows exactly what you like. He knows how you like it. He knows he will bring that same person that can do it just the way you like it to mess your whole thing
up.
And the thing is, if we put ourselves in the right position, the enemy will win. And I believe that's how many of us get into a bad predicament, because we put ourselves in the bad predicament. If you know that this area is hard for you, then you don't be in that area. That's all.
My God. Say that again. Wait, say that again.
I said if we know that we should be in an area because it affects us, then we shouldn't go there. You know, I would never say a crack addict to one or two another crack addict if he just answered it yesterday. Because that stronghold needs to be torn completely down. And so until he's been delivered and proven, then I can send him back to go and tell him his brother. But until then, you stay where you are and stay as far from it as you can until you know for sure that there is a complete deliverance on the inside. Because people would always say, abstinence does not mean deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And I think abstinence is not deliverance. Because you can stop, and the only reason you didn't do it is because you did not have the opportunity to do it.
Mm.
And believe me, according to the word, the Bible says the devil is out setting traps and schemes to pull you back into what you thought you were delivered from.
Nah.
And the right thing will do.
My God, so how do, you know, Pastor Larry, I met Pastor Larry here on Blog Talk Radio. He ministered to me so many times during his broadcast. I met Pastor Amica right here on Blog Talk Radio. So God is just really divinely connecting us. Pastor Larry and I talked about this because one of his members actually did call in last week, and she gave a testimony. I said to her, maybe I told Pastor, there was so much anointing here last week, you didn't know what was going to be said, but I thank God for deliverance, and I believe that she received some deliverance on last week, and I believe when she listens again that the Lord will continue to deliver her, because we have to work together as a team. Look, it's enough of us hating on each other and being jealous of each other's ministry, but we got to work together. I thank God for all the pastors, and I see Pastor Varians, God bless you, and all the ministers who are pulling together on this one broadcast, and Pastor Amica does the same thing on his broadcast. Pastor Larry, I want to ask you, you said abstinence is not deliverance. How do I know when it's safe for me to go back to a place? How do we know when we are delivered? How do I know if that fine honey is not going to turn my head and, you know, make me want to get in bed with him or her, you know, the same way that they used to?
Right. Here's what I know, is that the stronghold starts in the mind. And if there's still a conscious or a stronghold in the mind, then you know that desire is still there, especially if it's with a certain individual. Because if I can think about you and all those feelings come back, that stronghold is still there. If I hear your name and the first thing I want to do is do what we shouldn't do, that means that stronghold is still there. But when I hear your name, seek you, and I want to be with you in that capacity, now I know I'm delivered and I'm set free. And even in that, we can't really get it twisted, because God designed us to desire the opposite sex. And so I can be delivered to you, and if I put myself in the wrong position, I'll find myself back in the bed. And so my job is that once I know I'm delivered from you, I can talk to you, but there's some things we can't do. We can't hold hands. We can't, can't slam high five because I know I can't trust myself. Because the thing is, not that I don't trust you, I don't trust me. So if I don't put myself in that position, then it won't happen. And so real deliverance comes when I make a decision that, God, this will not happen again. Because, you see, that's true repentance, but even in repentance, it does not mean that if I'm in the wrong place, it won't happen. Mm-hmm. And so something you got to just avoid, because God is not going to set the tavern down. God is not holding out a whole house. There's some things we ourselves have to just not do.
Mm-hmm.
This is why Paul said in Romans 12, he said, you present your body a living sacrifice. God said, it's your job, not God's job. Everything God's going to do, he's already done. He's made deliverance available. He's made everything available for us, but it is our job to not put ourselves in position to fail.
Oh, Jesus, I so agree. I so agree. Minister Val here. Pastor Salkin, you couldn't have said it no better than myself. I was just thinking about what you were saying. Because I wrote on the back of my book, and I will say it again, like I said last week, there's consequences to every act of sin. And I said, Lord, I thank you. I said, I am repentant. And I said, Lord, I'm not going back that way again because I remember the consequences. And I was thinking about that as you were speaking, Pastor. I said, you know, there are times, Lord, that we don't. Sometimes if you can just think about the consequences, but the flesh won't allow you to think about that either, too. The Word of God tells us, you know, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever man sows, that shall he also reap, which brings me to the point in reference of consequences. So I refuse to put myself back in that place, in that position. I said, Lord, I'm not going back that way again, no matter what, because I still remember the consequences. And the consequences, again, for me was have lost not just my place in the position in the ministry where I was, but also the self-esteem, the self-respect, you know, my joy, things of that nature, my respect with my relationship between me and my oldest son, who is now 20, before the time. How would that affect it? You know, how that affected and impact our relationship? So if nothing else keeps me to stay in the right places and position is remember I had went through before. And I said, God, I'm not going back that way again. I said, not at all, God. I said, I'm going to remember what the consequences did.
That's
so,
right.
You're right about that, Pastor. You know, that's what I'm thinking here. I said, Lord, you're right. If we can just sometimes can focus on the consequences, we won't be so quick to get into the flesh. I so agree with you in regards to what you're saying about how you understand what true repentance is in regards to true deliverance. Now, I'm walking by faith, mind you, because I'm still yet in the flesh as far as a human being. But I do realize, as you said, what I may be attracted to or not. So I strive purposely not to put myself in that place and position. I'll give you a case in point just recently. Had a Facebook friend, and, you know, just a little chit-chat back and forth, and he came up with the question was, how can I catch up with you? Well, I believe I'm somewhat of an intellectual woman. I think I can read between the lines. And I said, well, and I didn't respond back to that in that way. I said, well, I'm going to be at a public setting because, you know, this is the place I was going to speak and things of that nature. So, in other words, I'm now opening up that room for private conversation and a private date around. You understand what I'm saying? So I got out of that. You understand what I'm saying? So I said, no, I'm not going back that way again because I still remember the consequences no matter what. So you right on talking about that, Pastor. God bless you.
Amen.
May I chime in on that? Why did our parents whip us?
Mm.
Wow.
Mm.
Because it wasn't for what we did. Watch this. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it wasn't for what we did, is that they didn't want us to do it again.
That's right. That's right.
So
and we remember.
That's it. I'm going to whip you now so that later on when the situation arises, you remember, like the pastor was just saying, you remember the consequences of what you did. So then you, and if your parents was anything like my parents, they went for meat and meat only. And
yeah.
So when you sat down, I remember. What happened?
Lord.
What is this all about? Oh, I remember. And then sometimes you pull that scab off a couple of weeks later and say, man, I got this. Why did you get that scab? Oh, because my mother, my father, they chastised me for what I did, and they don't want me to do it again. And that's right. What we have to look at. We have to look at the consequences, as the woman of God just said. What is the consequences? It might not be anything today.
Yes, Lord.
But tomorrow, and down the road. Now, when I should be, watch this for those that are women or men that are single. Now that I should be available for my man of God, for my woman of God. Now that I should be available, I'm not, because I got soul ties with somebody that I shouldn't have been involved with.
Amen.
I tell you, I want to say that God is definitely speaking on today, because one thing that we did talk about it briefly, was the consequences. And I just had this conversation with my 12-year-old about AIDS, you know, and that's something that we need to know as women of God, that us being saved, when we fornicate, we are not protected from AIDS just because we're saved. Did that come out right? You know, just because I go to church, you know, does not mean, I mean, first and foremost, I'm not supposed to be laying down with anyone. But the fact that I lay down with that person, me being a Christian, me being a person that goes to church, is not an insurance policy against me getting AIDS. You know, we have to understand, like you said, there are consequences, but this is a consequence that can take you out. I mean, Minister Valerie Allen, you got pregnant, but you can
come
catch
on.
AIDS, HIV, you can catch venereal diseases back in the day when it got a shot. But the thing about it is there is no shot for HIV. There's no shot for AIDS, you know, and people are dying. The age group for people who are contracting AIDS, it's as young as 12. So I told my 12-year-old, you know, I talked to my daughter very openly about sex and the fact that she should avoid sex, having sex, you know. And my son, who's 18, he'll be 18 next week, he is a virgin, you know, and I praise God for that, because we got to talk to our young people. We have to talk to our kids. You know, we have to talk to the young women and say, you know, we're not telling you that God wants to strip you from having pleasure in life. But what we're saying is that pleasure has an appointed time.
Yes.
You know, there's an appointed time. There is a due season for you to have sexual pleasure. And that's when you are married. That's with your husband. That's with your wife. You know, and like you said, there are soul ties that are being developed every time you lay down with somebody who you are not married to. And that person also, if you're shacking up with somebody, woman of God, if you're shacking up and he's your boo, you know, he's your boo, and you're not married to him, he might be taking up space for some, he is taking up space for the man who's truly supposed to be your husband.
My Lord. And then you got to ask yourself, is it worth that? You got to ask yourself that question. Is it worth that, you know, to go through that, to have to pay the consequences, you know?
Is it worth you dying?
Is it worth you dying?
Not just spiritually, because there is death as a result of sin, but is it worth you dying physically? I believe we have somebody on the call who is not a pastor or a minister. I believe this is Sister Gazelle. I don't know for sure, but I'm going to put this person on the air. Area code 678, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 678, are you there? Amen. She must have stepped away. Okay. So, anybody have any comments from that, something
you know,
learning that you, go ahead.
You know, Pastor, one of the things I've learned, that the enemy, thank you, the enemy never changes his tactics. If you recall in Genesis, what Satan did was he used deception and desire to bring about sin. The Bible says that all that is in the world is the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. And the devil knows, because we are in these human bodies, if We desire it. We see it. Pride says, do it because I see it, because I think I get by with it. Because, you see, the truth is, even though God told Adam, the day you eat thereof, ye shall surely die, Adam didn't quite see death as being a punishment fit for the crime he was about to commit. And I believe that really what happens, people don't see that there is a punishment that may, because the punishment to you may not fit the crime, but it's like you're going to see the harvest is always greater than the seed. Unfortunately, they don't look the same. Because let's look at the ear of corn. If I pull one kernel of seed off that corn stalk, what I will get is a whole stalk of corn with eight other ears on that one stalk. And so my harvest did not resemble the seed. Well, so it is sin. Sin feels good for that moment, and we enjoy that presence for that moment. But the harvest that you get in return will definitely not match the seed you sowed for that moment of pleasure. So if Paul says, I would rather suffer the affliction of the righteous than enjoy the sin for a season. Because Paul understood that I may enjoy this moment, but why enjoy this moment and then have a lifetime of consequence to deal with?
Well, absolutely. Absolutely.
That the enemy has blinded the eyes. And believe me, the enemy has our eyes, and we don't see that like that. We think we're slick and can do whatever we want to. And the truth is, it's witchcraft and manipulation. And the Bible says, fit the proud. Pride says, I want to. I do because I'm going to feel good for right now. And God has begun to resist you. God, that word resist means that I'm pushing against you now. I'm turning from you. And God says, and with a pride spirit, destruction is coming. Because the word of God is coming. And so this is what we must be careful to do, is not allow our pride to let us do what we want to do because the opportunity showed up. We have to say this. The Bible says this over in Ephesians, and then I'm going to stop. It says, submit yourself unto God. Resist the devil, and he'll flee. We often use the last part of the scripture, but never the first part. Submit yourself unto God. When I'm submitted unto God, it does not mean I won't be tempted. But when I'm submitted to God, even though I'm tempted, I don't fall into temptation.
Amen.
I mean, what did Jesus pray over in Mark 6? He said, Father, lead us not into temptation. And so temptation comes, but God didn't bring it. The devil brought it because you know you like it. And Jesus said clearly, he said, we are drawn and enticed with our own lust. And so attacking you because he know you still like it. And the devil has not come yet.
Yes, Lord. Tell the truth.
Jesus, that's why you're preaching, Pastor Larry. That's why we have to die daily. That's why we have to die daily because you know, I mean, when we say, Lord, help me to stay out of his bed, what we have to think about and what we have to realize is that it's only some of this stuff comes out only by fasting and praying, you know,
right.
And we got to pray daily. You know, we need to fellowship with God. A lot of times, why do we find ourselves in somebody's bed? Why, you know, I have the men on today, and I thank God that men are calling in for this topic because, you know, that we don't bash men. What we do is build up women and help women to appreciate a good man when they see him, you know, when they see him. That's why my testimony goes forth to show, you know what, you know, I got a good man and I might miss it, but the thing is, by me showing you even my flaws and me trying to get better, prayerfully it can help you to get better. Now, also you have heard me admit that, you know, the devil knows what I like. He knows how I used to like to see a man, tall, dark, handsome, dressed, nicely dressed. You know, everything that God gave me, God knew, and the devil knows that's what I like in a man. But that's when the devil comes in and begins to play with your mind to make you think that you got to have that man, or that you're not even satisfied with the man that you have. Because I'm talking to married women too. How we fall into adultery is, like Pastor Amica, or I believe Pastor Larry said, it begins in the mind, where the thought comes in. Temptation even begins in the mind. It starts with a thought. When the devil spoke to Eve, he said he began to challenge her mindset, her belief system. What did she believe? Did she really believe what God said? You know, and that's what I'm saying. You know, do we really believe what God said? And it all goes back to now faith. Because without faith, this tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. So in order to please God, I have to have faith. And what does faith say? Faith says that I take God at his word. Amen. So now, if I take God at his word, then that means that I believe God, whatever he says, whether it's pleasing to my flesh or not, whether my flesh likes it or not, I take God at his word. And if his word is no, then guess what? I have to receive and accept that word. And guess what? I have to obey it.
Amen.
So, I mean, it's powerful. It comes full circle. And me,
yes,
God, I thank God for whipping me. I thank him for chastising me, because that shows me that he loves me. Come on, somebody.
Absolutely, because that's the lesson that I learned at the end of the day when I went through what I was. Because this is what I wrote at the end of the book. When I closed out the show last week, I said, you know what, I have to tell the truth about this. I made a bold confession in my story. I said, you know what, that's what I was saying. I said, you know what? Because I liked him, and I said I liked it. And I said, because if anybody had told me, like, I didn't know any different, because I did understand. I understand. That's why I put the book out there as led by the Spirit of God for my own deliverance in that regard, and for my own repentance, my own, you know, having to forgive myself, and to know that I couldn't continue to do what I was doing and thinking it was going to be all right. That's a huge lesson that I learned. I wasn't going to continue to travel down that road and wasn't going to pay no consequence. I wasn't going to continue to go down that road and there was going to be no punishment to fit the crime. And I said, Lord, I thank you. When he delivered me, I said, Lord, I thank you, you know, so much. And I said, I keep repeating myself, and I said, I'm still not going back that way no more, God, because I still remember. And it's not worth that. It's just not worth that in the way that I, was able to conclude and close the show with me being able to state the ending part of my story from the first part of the book, because there's still yet so much of the story to be told that hasn't all been publicly told yet, because the consequences went for a couple of years. And like you said, it still could seem like it is now, especially when my youngest son, the child that was born out of wedlock, was afflicted with all these medical detections. Nobody couldn't tell me that God wasn't punishing me. That's how low I had come with the guilt and the shame, to the point that I believe God had just stopped loving me, that I wasn't forgiven, and that he was just punishing me for the one act of sin. If I had could just have done things just differently, just one night. And, you know, after my son was born, people used to walk up to me, and they would see the age difference between my oldest and my younger, because it is a 14-year difference. And they'd be like, wow, girl, why you wait so long? I said, let me tell you the truth about this thing. I ain't wait long. I sinned and I got caught. That's the bottom line. I ain't going to lie. I told him the truth about that. I said, that's the bottom line right there. Now, if you want to do what I do, then you see what happens. I said, Lord, I'm just going to keep telling body the truth about my story in regards to that matter. I said, uh-uh. I said, I'm not going back that way no more, Lord. Not at all. Not at all.
Wow.
So I just set out there in that regard. No
I'm
way,
convinced.
You know, that to listening orders that listen and still need to be delivered and still seeking a way out, please understand there are consequences. And you just can't continue to sinning and believe that there's just going to be no punishment to fit the crime. I'm a living witness to say that it is true. But on the flip side of that, I thank God for restoration. And I understand that it's easy for those of us who may not have traveled this, you know, traveled this road like me. And, you know, people can say some things different. But I just want the listener order to know that there's no getting out of the consequences when you're going against the word of God. God is God. He is a just God that reigns on the just as well as the unjust, but he is not a God, again, that he should not lie. He is not mocked. Whatever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So if you reap to the flesh, you're going to reap corruption. It is true.
But thank God the lesson again that I say, repeating once more this week, I thank God that I did come to the place by the power of God, only his love, that he allowed me to understand that how much he loved me. Marvin Sapp is singing a song, and now we're talking about songs again, but this is a song for me because it's true. When everyone else around could only see the worst of me, God yet saw the best. He still sees the best. And that's what I choose to focus on is his love, not man's love, because we see man's love ain't like man's love, and thank God God ain't man. So I understand even why I'm even still here today for this time, for this space, and for this opportunity, because God was able to speak to Pastor Rebecca and said, you know what, let this woman of God just speak on your air to just tell the truth. And I said, God, I thank you so much. I thank you so much because trust you me, so I'm still pushing my story under the cover because mine is not a self-help book, if you will. I said, well, I can't think of a more better self-help book than this. But listen, let them be the judge. But I say to God be the glory. So I thank God for this Blog Talk Radio show and for those who are listening and are really seeking healing, deliverance, and restoration and to know that God loves because he does. And I'm not saying that he's, you know, God is just going to rain down you and just beat you over the head, but he still loves his people. And I said, Lord, I thank you so much. So that's the bottom line with me.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. We have another hand raised, and we're going to put this person on the air. I appreciate you, Minister Valerie. I know you're going. I know where you're walking, and I'm going to speak on that just in a minute. But I want to get this call on the air because they've had their hand raised for a few minutes. I'm glad you're back and that you're with us. Getting some feedback. Area code 786, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. God bless you, Minister Valerie. God bless all of you. This is Pastor Varian.
God bless
yes,
you.
Various. God bless you.
Bless
Thank
you.
So
God
much
bless
for calling
you.
In because we certainly want to hear from you.
Well, I'm honored and I'm blessed to be among people of the Most High God, and I just thank God for his mercy, and I thank God for his love, and I thank God for his compassion, and I thank God for his understanding.
Yes.
And I thank God that he is a God that knows all and sees all. Because he doesn't see like man sees. Even when you go back to when he was picking David, David was not the people's choice, like you hear the people saying. David was not the people's choice, okay? But David was God's choice. Because see, God doesn't choose like man chooses. And God doesn't look at just what we've done and say, okay, I'm going to determine, am I going to love you or am I going to accept you or am I going to be with you based on what you've already done. And he shows us that because he's a faithful husband to an unfaithful bride. And we are all a part of that body when he says unfaithful bride. And you may not be unfaithful right now, but you've been unfaithful before. Yet he changed that body, and he brought it back in, and he said, you're my wife. I'm going to love you despite what you've done, despite where you've been, despite what you've said, because you belong to me. We shall become one. So I just thank God for that love. And I thank God for his understanding and him loving on his children despite their faults, despite their shortcomings, despite wherever you've been or whatever you've done. He loves you enough that he sent Jesus to die before you were even born. He already knew the stuff that would happen, yet he still allowed us all to be here to do it. That's love.
My Lord.
Knowing that you're going to be unfaithful to me, knowing that you're going to hurt me, knowing that at that moment you had no knowledge of me, but you still were born to do it.
Lord. My Lord, thank you, Jesus. My
Can
Lord Jesus.
My God, Jesus. Can we, you know what just came into my heart? And I'm glad that we have women and men on the broadcast today because Pastor Amica spoke last week about, he gave us some tips on avoiding even getting caught up in someone's bed. He talked about your pastor. He talked about when you go in for counseling with your pastor. And I thought my mother who's on the air with us, I don't believe she wants to come on the air. I don't know if she does or not. Let's see. Mom? Yes.
You're on the air.
Hello, God bless.
Amen, praise God. Well, amen. Well, my mother, she, hello?
We're here. We're here.
Amen. Yes, I'm losing some people. People are being muted out. The system is doing that. My mother was so blessed, Pastor Amica, by what you said about going in for counseling with your pastor. What are some of the ways, and I really want to hear from the men as well as the women, how can our listeners avoid getting caught up in somebody's bed? I mean, let's get some solutions. Let's tell people what they can do. And I know we have the anointing is on the call, so I'm just going to open it up. What are some of the ways that we can avoid getting caught up in somebody's bed? Anybody could just jump in.
Before I get into that, you know, one of the worst relationships that I was ever in, and I'm saying, when I say worst, I mean of the top three relationships that I was ever in with a woman was with a pastor. I was dating a pastor, and that relationship was, like I said, of the top three ever in my life. That was like real close to like one. I think it is one. The one, because, you know, we're still people that some people excel in one area and fail in another area. And we're still people. And when you go in to counseling, first of all, it's not even wisdom for a pastor to counsel a woman by herself, because even at any time someone can walk out with the wrong word in their mouth. Oh, he tried to do this. Oh, she tried to do that. And so then if there's a witness, then no. He tried to do it. No, she tried to do it. So before you even go into counseling, make sure, especially if the pastor's wife or deacon or someone credible to that ministry, can escort you and be with you in that counseling session. They do not have to participate, but just be there sometimes for on witness. There are so many stories of pastors that was counseling single women. Hello?
Yes.
So single women, and because he didn't do what she wanted to do, or wanted him to do, then she came out the office hollering, rape. He tried to rape me. He raped me. He tried. But now you're in trouble because you didn't have what? A third party. Like they say, there's your story, my story, and then there's the truth. And the witness will tell the truth. And this is one of the things. And sometimes if the person, male or female pastor, is over anxious to have a meeting with you privately within themselves, it's not gonna be no good thing come out of that.
Mm-hmm.
So you look at the signs. Oh no, this woman, she wants, back to my story about my words, the only good place that me and this pastor had a good relationship in was in the bed. It was the other rooms that we had problems with.
My gosh. Lord.
Because we're people.
When you say?
No, I wasn't living holy. I wasn't living, but she was a pastor.
She was a pastor.
So somebody should.
Wait, let him speak. I want to hear Pastor Amica. Go ahead, Pastor.
I wasn't living holy. I was not living over here at that time. That's why I got involved with her, because she had hips, thing, what you call it, hips and tips, fingernails and all that. She was a nice looking lady. And so my flesh wanted, and she like, come on, you can have it. And so, all right, we're going to have it. And then, like I said, it wasn't nothing. It was downhill after that. From the first encounter, it started the road downhill. Although for the first encounter, oh, this is it. But now we brought in another element. So then when I started going with her to her church, now there's another element that I couldn't hear her as a pastor, because I knew what we was doing in the privacy of our company. And so then when she would get mad, she would throw off on me in church. So worst, one of the worst. But stay out of the pastor's office by yourself, and men and women, stay out of that pastor's office by yourself. If you can't get somebody to come in with you, or don't do that. If not that, then leave the door open. Pastor, please, can we leave the door open? I don't mind we talking, but let's just leave the door open. Or he should suggest, I'm going to leave the door open, because I don't want nobody coming around saying that this, and like I said, 90% of the time, it's oh, you need, what baby? Okay, you need to talk to me? Okay, what is it about? Sex. Oh, let's get you in first thing in the morning. It was about money. Now we'll put you down the list. I'll call my secretary in about 2 months from now. I'll have to get with you. But if it, you got problems with sex. Oh, well, come on, let me feed into that. And then you have to know again, is your pastor a man or woman of God? For real. For real. For real. You got to know that. Because if they're not, then it ain't going to be good. It ain't going to be nothing good come out of it. You know, like a woman of God said, you're going to get a baby, you're going to get a disease. Because if he's doing that with you, guess who else he did that with? Guess who else she did that with? And now everybody, I mean, like you said, back in the 80s, I'm old school. Back in the 80s, you get a pill, a shot, and it's done. Okay, thank God, I got something bad. But today, man, they got stuff that'll take you out even quicker than AIDS. They got some new stuff on the market that'll take you out faster than AIDS. And well, the Bible says there's no remedy.
You know, and that saddens me, but it's just so real, and it's just when we think about pastors and what's in the news and about pastors sleeping with members of the congregation and having babies in the congregation, a lot of people get upset with me because this is something that really, it annoys me, when I hear about men and women who are in the supposed to be holding the mantle of pastor, but yet they're sleeping with the sheep. You know, fornication means that, you don't sleep with the sheep. No fornication, no sleeping with the sheep. It's just sad, and then to go out and sleep with somebody outside the church and call yourself going to bring them to the church, then your witness is all messed up. If whether you're a pastor or not, if you're preaching this gospel, anybody, if you're preaching the gospel, if you know you called to preach, don't mess up your witness by sleeping with the people that you're preaching to, or sleeping with anybody for that matter, because now they can't receive the word from you, like Pastor Amica said. It deflates the power of the gospel, and it really, really makes a mockery of the church. That's what happens.
May I say, just to interject there, because it's not just me sleeping with you. Now it's incest.
That's right.
And more so spiritual incest now. We've gone beyond just us sleeping together. We're committing spiritual sin. Because if I'm your pastor, I am your spiritual father. And you are my spiritual daughter. And when fathers and daughters sleep together, that's incest. Now you're my spiritual daughter, so I'm your spiritual father. So now what is that? Spiritual incest.
Lord.
And God forbid we have a bastard incest baby.
Lord Jesus.
That's right. I agree with the pastor that most pastors never guard themselves, because I think one of the misconceptions of pastors is that we are superhuman and we can handle it. The truth is, you don't know what you can handle until it presents itself to you.
Yeah.
Now, like me, one of the things I do to safeguard myself is, number one, I have somebody here with me at the church when I'm doing any kind of counseling, especially when it's a woman. But if it's something that she's dealing with sexually, I say, you know what, I'm afraid to my wife. Let her deal with it, or we both deal with it. Because if she wants to tell me by herself, then it's not because she wants me. And so being a pastor, I understand I have more to lose than to spend that moment of pleasure with one individual for one moment and then lose it all over a few moments. It's not worth it. And so we have to safeguard ourselves to make sure these things don't happen. Number two, I record every session. Record. You're never going to say, well, pastor, say it. No, it's on. Baby, I got it on DVD and on CD. I'm recording with video and cassette, CD, so that we all know what we're saying. I leave it here at the church, so if it ever comes up, I can always refer back to the DVD. This is where we were at, this position, this is what we're saying. Because I understand that as men of God, the enemy is always looking for ways to not just discredit us. Understand that discredit our testimony and our witness, he's one.
That's it. Our testimony, the blood of the Lamb, my God.
That's right, because like your pastor said, if we're together and then now I got to preach and address the sin that we're doing, it may affect everybody else, but with you, there's no effectiveness because you know where we stand. Even though I'm getting the right word, it can't fall into your ground, because your ground is hard now because we've been together.
Oh, my God.
Worse than that. And when Pastor just said that, I was reminded of what one of the saints of that church told me. Says, we don't want to hear nothing about what happens in your personal life without
prayer. Lord Jesus.
All we want to know that she's a woman of God. How she's a woman of God and her and I, you know that we not living, but we shacking. We not, you know, all the time living. I have my own place, but you over to my house 90% of the time. I'm over to your house 90% of the time. So, you know, we ain't sitting there playing nux and playing tunk. We grown people. So you don't do it. So people say, I don't want to even know that. And then worse than that, then when people do know that about you, how can pastor? And see, now you open a whole other can of worms. That's why holiness is not preached and sin is not preached in a lot of our churches, is because if I tell about your sin, you don't tell me about my sin. And now we got big sins. elevated and revealed in the midst of the church. So because I'm in sin and you in sin, we ain't going to talk about that. I'm going to preach about houses and cars and wealthy bank accounts.
Come on now.
So basically, go ahead, Pastor.
I'm sorry. I'm getting ready to go because I'm doing a wedding in about 15 minutes.
Amen. Well, thank you so much for stopping in. Go ahead. I know you have a final comment.
This is a very powerful topic that needs to be discussed, because if we look in the scripture, this is happening all the time. And it's not just now. It happened in Paul's day, because Paul addressed it to the Corinth. He took the emphasis to address sin in the church. Here's the thing. As pastors, we have to be careful to walk a fine line. Because when we look at what the Apostle Paul wrote, the Apostle Paul still addressed them as brothers. And so they're not sinners, they're just sinning. And so we have to be careful, because These are church folk who God still loves. They still going to heaven. They just jacked up. I mean, jacked up here on earth.
Lord Jesus.
To reap the fruit of their benefit of their labor here on earth. And so, but as pastors, God requires us to handle them. We have to make the right call, but do it and execute in love. Because if we don't, the same way God did, I believe, the Amalekites when they came against Israel, God used them to punish Israel, but because they bragged about it and they did it with the wrong attitude, God wiped all of them out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have to be careful to, we don't tolerate sin, but we must address sin because sin is real. And if we don't address sin, then we become a partaker of the sin because we refuse to address it. And so it must be addressed, but I admonish all the pastors, address it in love, and by all means, you guard yourself and set up your own personal boundaries. Because I tell my youth, if you want to know how to view sex like bleach. If you put water and bleach in two different bottles, they both are clear. Except for one that's good for you, one to kill you. And so you better view sin as the one that'll kill you. It may look good, it may feel good, it may bring you temporary satisfaction, but it'll leave you graveyard dead after a while. And so,
that's right.
If not dead physically, you die spiritually. And the worst death is to be cut off from your father. Because sin won't affect our relationship, it will affect our fellowship. And you never want to have the fellowship broken between you and the father.
Yeah.
And so we have to place guards and boundaries to make sure as pastors we handle it right and to make sure we're not the one involved in it itself.
My Lord.
Listen and do what you got to do because the truth is when we stand before God, God is going to hold you and I accountable for, number one, how we handle the sheep. Did we do the right thing? Because God told us to lead them, to guide them. And so that's our job as sheep. And if we fail to guide them, as the pastor said, commit spiritual incest, and look, I was thinking one step deeper here as bestiology, because God called them sheep. And so if God called them, that means you keep them with the beast, that's bestiology. And so you should, that's wrong. And so we have to make sure we safeguard ourselves and make sure we are examples. Because the word says we are living epistles ready to be read of men. And so people are watching us, and we should not let our lifestyle have a negative effect on someone else because they may miss God looking at us. And I'm not talking about anybody, but I don't want to stand before God, and God says it was because of you that this one didn't make it in. And the Lord said, go unto the sheep, but the shepherd that scattered the flock. God is going to hold these pastors accountable for jacking up his church. He is. And so we better see it from God's perspective because the Bible is clear. God says, I'm not a man that I should lie. Jeremiah said, beware of lying prophets. Everybody prophesying is not a man of God. Everybody laying hands is not a man of God. Everybody saying something unto God ain't speaking in an unknown tongue. And so we have to be careful. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice.
Yeah.
And so we have to train the people to look to God and not to us. Because the moment we have them put us on a pedestal, we'll fall.
Pastor just said two things. And there's two dangers that's in the body of Christ right now. For a man or woman of God to be up and have lost their place with God. And
yes,
then
sir.
That's the first danger. Second danger is for you to be under that person and not know that they or know and not know that they have lost their place with God. You understand what I'm saying?
Well, first I want to say, First I want to say, Pastor Larry, thank you so much for being with us today. I know you'll be leaving any minute now, but I don't want the time to go by. without thanking you for being with us today and just adding to this broadcast today. You have certainly blessed myself, and I know the listeners are blessed.
Amen.
Amen. You all.
And this,
yes,
then I want to say, Pastor Amaker, I mean, my God, why do people stay? You know, we see so many people, pastors who are falling. How can people not stay? Where are they going to go? You know, it's like the disciples told Jesus, "Where are we going? You have the words of life, the very words of life in your mouth." And the pastor is supposed to have the words of life in their mouth. And now a lot of the sheep, these are babies, you know, and they don't know. Right now, a lot of people think that it's the norm for a pastor to be sinning. They think it's normal for a pastor to be in lesbianism or homosexuality or shacking up and fornication or, you know, sleeping around. Like you said, she's anointed. He's anointed. They got the word of God in their mouth. They're like stuck between a rock and a hard place. Maybe there's somebody listening whose pastor is caught up in sin, and they don't even know what to do. How do you even begin to leave a church that you consider to be home? You know, I mean, all of these questions, because I personally know people who have gotten caught up with pastors. One lady, her pastor came in, was assigned to the church, AME church. Pastor came in, brought her a female lover, moved into the parsonage with her, was over the church for a year and a half. Some of these ladies, my friend's family left the church, but my friend stayed. The pastor's been reassigned, but she's going to another church now. Another person I know, pastor, was in the newspaper being blackmailed, caught in a homosexual relationship, but he denied it. This man and his family that I know, this man of God, his wife and his child, he's like looking for other churches, but he's so disillusioned right now about the man of God, you know, the so-called man of the cloth. This is a mess.
It's a big mess. And, you know, I was saying to somebody the other night, if you're on, and I'm in South Florida, so if you come down here and you get on one of these cruise liners, you paid your fare to travel to the Bahamas, take a cruise, but they say that the ship is going down. What do you do? Stay on it because you paid the money, or you get off it to save your life? And a lot of people are just staying because I paid my money. I've been here for 20 years. My grandmother came from this church. My mother went to this church. And by God, I'm going to go to this church. And I ain't nothing going to leave, make me move. And so then the importance of the salvation of your soul is no longer your focus. I'm just going to stay here because this is where I've been for all these years. And that's one issue. Second issue is, then, guess what? If this is going on, then you need to start searching through your city some kind of way. Do you know of a nice Bible-believing holiness church, holy people that I know I'm not the only one down here in South Florida, and I know there's some in Jersey. I know Pastor. Do you know? Yeah, Pastor Rebecca. Her and her husband. They pastor a wonderful church. They pastor a holiness church. Go over there. Let's start going over there. And people just stay because we've been here so long. And the lights is nice, and you see that stained glass. My family paid for that stained glass. You see that bench that we sit on. My family paid for it, so I can't leave. But you're going down with the ship.
Oh yes.
And you're not required to go down with the ship because it's not your ship.
Okay, stop right there. Amen. Let's just give some church names. We have Pastor Larry. I believe he's getting ready to go. He's still here. Name and address of your church. Pastor Amica, the name and address of your church. We have Chicago. We have Florida. We have New Jersey pastors on the phone line. So, Pastor Larry, before you go, can you give us the name and address of your church, please? He may be already gone. Okay, so he's a boy, Christian Family Faith Center, and he's in Chicago, Illinois. You can find out more about him right here on Blog Talk Radio at blogtalkradio.com/pastor-larry-sartin, S-A-R-T-I-N, Moments in the Word, and you will be able to link up and see him live and begin to get information on Pastor Larry's church. That is one church where the Word of God, as you have heard from the man of God, the Word of God is going forth. Pastor Amica, can you give your church information? Because we have to give solutions.
Deliverance by Faith Ministries. The name of the church is Cathedral of Deliverance. We are at 2002 Northeast 15th Avenue, Wilton Manors, Florida. Phone number 754-244-6585. I preach, I teach, I live holy. That's it.
Amen.
Right now,
amen.
For people that are coming in the church, people that are traveling from church to church, you're bringing and shuffling and coming in with sins, and there's no transformation. You're still a sinner that's just going to church. Standing in the garage don't make you a car.
Wow. Well, so we got to stop. And my church is right here. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons. I'm at New Creation Christian Ministries. We're the Kingdom Church at 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we invite you to come out and fellowship with us. Love on God with us. You know, God has a great plan for your life. I'm here every week. We're here on Blog Talk Radio spreading the good news. The good news is that you can move forward from this point on. You don't have to stay stuck in a rut. You don't have to stay stuck in sin. You don't have to stay stuck in somebody's bed. Listen, if that man is laying up with you, you've been shacking up with him, you've been sleeping with him week after week, night after night for more than a week, 2 weeks, 2 years, 10 years, 15 years, 20 years, and he still refuses to marry you, or better yet, if you have come into the church and said, I want to give my life to the Lord, guess what? God has better for you. That man is just taking up space in your life, and you're letting him. Don't let nobody use you. And even if you say, well, I'm enjoying it, guess what? It's still not God's best for you, and God has already said no to fornication. He said no to sex. So, you know, if you really, really want to walk into the blessings of the Lord and escape the consequences of sin, you want to say, yes, Lord, yes, yes to your will, yes to your way, yes, Lord, yes, I will trust you and I will obey. Listen, you've already had the worst of life before you became a Christian. Don't be in the church living life like the devil, living according to the devil's plans and allowing yourself to be in sin every day just because of some sexual pleasure. Come on. What God has for you, I mean, God can make you feel better than any man can make you feel. Come on, somebody. Listen, what God has for you is going to give you more pleasure than any man could give you. I'm telling you the truth up in here. God has more in store for you than any man can offer you. If you would just say yes to the Lord fully, wholly, say yes, God. Help me, Lord. Help me to stay out of that man's bed. Help me to live my life for you. Help me to be holy. Help me to obey. I'm telling you, God has some blessings in store for you. He has blessings with your name on it. This is not rules and regulations. This is the truth. This is God's truth, God's honest truth. God says, I want to bless your socks off, baby. I want to give you so much. But you can't even hold your head up. You're a Christian. You're a woman of God. You're a man of God, and you're sleeping with another Christian. You're sleeping with the pastor. God wants you to be able to hold your head up. There is no condemnation to those in Christ Jesus, but you got to be in Christ. And in Christ means that you got to come up out of that sin, baby. You got to come up. The bottom is too crowded. God wants to take you to the top. He's already given you a seat in heavenly places with Christ Jesus. It's time to take your seat. So, yeah, I'm a preacher. That's what I do. Pastor Rebecca Simmons, New Creation Christian Ministries. We would love to have you if you're in New Jersey. So you got New Jersey, Chicago, and Florida. And I'm sure there's some more pastors in between. You call me next week. Let's shout out your church. If you're living holy, we want to let the people know where you are. Amen. So that they can find you. Amen. And again, Minister Valerie Allen, a woman of God. I don't know her, Pastor, you know, but I'll let her speak for herself. Go ahead, Minister Valerie. Okay, well, she got dropped. She's on a cell phone, but she is a woman of God. And again, I thank God in his last 9 minutes. I can't extend anymore because our 2 hours are up. My husband's laughing. He was on a cell phone on his way home from the church when he called in, and he done came in and come home, and he's sitting on the couch in the love seat waiting for that dinner.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to get you, Pastor Amica. You have put me to work now.
Tell him enjoy. Tell him enjoy.
Pastor Amica says enjoy. He has a big smile on his face, Pastor Amica.
That's it. That's it.
Endorse, before we take the closing comments, I believe Pastor Darius is still with us. I want to endorse Pastor Minister Valerie Allen. This woman has a burning passion for what she is walking into. I believe that the Lord is getting ready to take her to another realm. I do sense some frustration in her ministry. I know she has gotten dropped, but Minister Valerie, I know you're listening to the archives, and I just want her to know that the Lord is not finished with her yet. Rest in him. Rest in the Lord, because he is going to do it. Don't get frustrated. Just let God do what he's going to do. But she's written the book, I Am Inspired, and you can pick up that book. This is what started this last 2 episodes of Lord Help Me to Get Out of His Bed and to Stay Out of His Bed. I Am Inspired is a story of fornication, repentance, restoration, redemption. Amen. God has redeemed this woman of God. Amen. And she has been sex free for 6 years, celibate for 6 years. But you can pick up her book, I Am Inspired, at Amazon.com. So now for closing comments, Pastor Darius, are you still with us?
I'm here.
Amen. I just haven't heard from you. You're very quiet. I want you to just go ahead and make some closing comments, and then Pastor Amica is going to speak, and then I'll just take us on home.
Okay. Well, God bless you. You know, I was on my way home. That's what it was, and I didn't want all of the, you know, the noise and the traffic and everything in the background, so I had the phone on mute. But, you know, I thank God for everything that has went forth today and for every word that has been spoken, and for us all to just know and just understand that God's standards have never changed. Although he still loves us, but his standards have not changed. He has not changed what he stands for. He has not changed what he wants us to do. He has not changed the way he wants us to live. And so we just have to get in that place where we can know that his way is the only way and that's the right way. And understand that although sometimes we fall short of that, we repent. If we're in the wrong, if we've done wrong, if we've said wrong, we repent and we ask God to forgive us. We turn away from that and we try to be on the straight and narrow. We pray every day, God, please help me. Help me to be the person that you want me to be, the person that you made me to be. And God will take it from there. But you've got to repent. You got to be really, really sincere in your heart when you repent to God. And then you got to be where God wants you to be and where he needs you to be. But understand, despite all, he still loves you. Jesus died for all of that. Knowing that you would do wrong or say wrong. If you look in that Bible, the children of Israel turned their back on God lots of times. And, yeah, he let them go, and he let them get hurt, but he always came back, and he always came and got his people. He never said, I'm through with you. That's it. I'm done. I'm not going to take you back. He always went back and got them, despite all of the times that they still turned around and left him. So if nothing else, know that God loves you, that God is for you and never against you. And as long as you love him, as long as you show him that same faithfulness that he shows you, you'll always be in the good graces of God. Despite the shortcomings, the mistakes, the wrongs, get in God's grace. Get in God's faith. get on the knees and tell God how sorry you are and tell him that you want him to forgive you. You want to be the person that he wants you to be, and then turn away and stay away. That's the main point.
Whew, Jesus. Awesome advice. My God. Pastor Varius beautifully said, and I just feel your heart, because we know what it's like to miss it. That's what sin is, when I miss it.
Yes.
And we know that the God's love is just so awesome, and his mercies really are new every day, my God. So I just thank you so much for those remarks. I felt that. I really felt that. Pastor Amaker?
Awesome. And I was just, the Holy Ghost just ministered this to me, which is your miss it and my miss it might be two different miss it. But
amen.
We all still miss it. You know,
yeah.
somebody listening can't stay out of his bed or can't stay out of her bed. But my miss it might not be staying out of the bed. It might be another issue. And so then we all need to like the woman of God said, continue to repent. If you allow me to say that at 5 o'clock, Pastor Varian and myself will be on, and we're talking about the worship, and I wish Pastor would, I know you're going to be cooking, and I know he's going to be enjoying, but if you could just put it on so you can listen, and then if so, jump in and chime in with us. We're going to be doing the worship of a warrior.
Wow.
You guys are warriors. I know you're warriors. So we would love for you to chime in and invite you to be with us. Awesome show, Woman of God, at 5 o'clock, right here on Blog Talk.
Deliverance
by Faith. Excuse me?
BlogTalkRadio.com/deliverance by faith.
That's it. That's it. 5 o'clock. The Lord blessed us so much the other night that we had to do a part two. And I thank God for you. We have just, even in this, we've just scratching the surface. We just took the top off, and we're on the top of the peanut butter, just really just getting the oil that's on top of the peanut butter. We haven't even got into the peanut butter of it yet. And so you just allow the Lord to lead you and direct you, because I am so glad that women and men of God such as ourselves are allowing God, because we don't see today, we don't see the fruit of what we're doing here on Blog Talk. But I guarantee you, you will see the fruit of it very, very shortly. You're going to say, wow, I didn't know this is what God was doing. But I've been informed and told that major, major recognition is coming to Blog Talk. And the positive ministries, God is elevating our ministries to another dimension because of this medium that he, and watch this, God is judging on what we did with it. That's why he's blessing it like he's blessing it.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I receive that. Amen. I just totally receive it, because it's called obedience. You know, I mean, we have, you know, what else do we have to do, like Minister Allen said, other than serve the Lord? You know, it is really called being obedient to the hearkening to the call and hearing. I will definitely try. How long will you guys be on?
One hour, because it's 6.
One hour.
I had an appointment at 6:30, so I can only do an hour. And we usually just kind of run over maybe about 5 or 10 minutes but I can only do an hour today. The Lord
Amen.
Is blessing in other areas, and we must use our attention. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
God bless. Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Well, what a powerful segment. I thank Pastor Amaker, Pastor Varian, for being part of our speaking team on today, to be able to inspire and encourage. I certainly thank Minister Valerie Allen for coming back with us. I thank my husband and my mother for being with us on today, and for Gazelle Simmons, who was with us in the chat room. She said, there are so many awesome, powerful speakers. I just want to be blessed on today. I certainly thank God for all of you who tuned in via way of chat or even live or via the phone lines. We have to just put into practice what we have already learned. Amen. And I just have my final remarks from the whole broadcast, and this is a collation of everything that was said. I took a hit, peace for Pastor Larry, a piece for Pastor Amaker, a piece for Pastor Varian, a piece for Minister Allen. This is what I got as far as solutions to stay out of sin, not just his bed, but her bed or any sin that you find yourself in. Number one, stay in prayer. Number two, fast, which is denying the flesh. Train your flesh to receive no for an answer. Number three, stay in your word. Eat the word. Before you eat anything, eat the word. Let it be the first thing you eat and the last thing that you eat on a daily basis, because Romans 12:2 tells us to be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Number four, let God love you. My God. Let God fill the void of that you're trying to fill with that person or that thing that's causing you to sin. God will love you like no man, like no woman can love you, like no Twinkie can love you. Amen. And number five, learn to love the Lord with all your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength. It is truly a process, learning to love the Lord. Learn to love him more than you love anything or anybody. Amen. And I just leave this with you, these five things that I believe will sum it up. And number six, set some boundaries. Amen. Make sure you have personal boundaries. Don't go to his house. Don't go to the pastor's office by yourself. Don't go to that hotel room. Don't take off your clothes. Just set and establish in your mind that there's certain things that you're not going to do anymore. Amen. And number seven, let the Lord help you. Amen. Let God help you, because our help truly does come from the Lord. Amen. Well, this is Pastor Rebecca, and we're signing out. I'm signing out. I thank you all for being here. God bless you. Go tune in to Deliverance by Faith at 5 o'clock, blogtalkradio.com/deliveranceByFaith, and they're talking about the worship of a warrior. Amen. Tune in to Pastor Larry starting on Wednesdays at 5 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, right here on Block Talk Radio. By Minister Valerie Allen's book, I Am Inspired, and by my book, too, The Cry of a Woman's Heart, you will be blessed. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen and praise God.
Lost, but you came and found me. You left your throne thinking about me. You bled and died to show me mercy. You gave your all because you saw my need. I was empty, but you came and filled me. I was blinded, but you helped me to see. I was broken, but you made me whole again. I felt like nothing, but you gave.